Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, as was said. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, Fox Sports 1 producer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And you can follow Rob and me on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter and the gram. Rob, there's a lot of narratives out there about all these quarterbacks, or at least most of them, probably all of them. You know, you got Jared Goff, who hasn't played well and is darn heck fighting for his starting position.
He didn't start last week, Chris. Let's just be honest.
Right. If dude don't get hurt.
He started a guy, Wolford, who most people don't even know.
Yeah, that was crazy. We talked about Lamar. Obviously, he got the playoff monkey off of his back. But, you know, he's facing another young guy. An up-and-comer just like him.
That's a drug reference. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, getting the monkey off your back. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Most people don't know that.
Kind of like, what's the other one? The wagon?
But that's a like breaking, like a habit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the monkey off your back. But anyway.
You've got Brady, obviously, at 43. I guess to some, can he do it without Belichick? You've got Drew Brees, obviously, going
time
for
is
a
running
second
out.
Super Bowl. Yes, this is it. This is most likely his last year.
That's what all the talk is, that he's ready for NBC.
Yep. After Baker this. Mayfield might, Rob, have the least amount of pressure.
No, they want a playoff game, absolutely. He can go out, sling it around, Chris, do it. Like no one will be disappointed if they lose to the Chiefs. And there's just – and if he wins, he's a hero. I mean, like there's
Believe me, in Cleveland, yes. You know that too.
Right. He'd be
a
hero.
If he wins in Cleveland, he is immortalized.
Yes.
Because they don't have a great football history other than Jim Brown.
Or Ernest Biner.
Right, right. No. That's negative. And Biner was a good player, but, you know, the
fumble. People can't forget that, Chris.
People still talk about Brian Sipe.
Yep.
And the cardiac kid. So – you're right. If Baker wins this, I mean, obviously he's young and you want to see him have success going forward. But if he wins this game, people in Cleveland
will
remember
Pittsburgh,
this forever.
Right, but beating Pittsburgh took that pressure off of him. You know what I mean? Like, they won a playoff game. They kicked their butts. They did it in Pittsburgh. No matter what their regular season was and how they needed help to back in. Not back in because they won, but help to get in. Chris, it didn't matter. So I agree with you. Baker probably has the least amount of pressure.
Yep.
Time is running out. You know, like
I think the most is on Aaron, Rob. I think the most pressure is on Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm more talking about this weekend. You know, I mean, we'll get, obviously, if they win, there's still pressure on him. They're expected to get to the Super Bowl. If he doesn't, people are going to be disappointed. But I'm talking specifically about this weekend. I think, and we talked with Tory Gurley about all the advantages that Green Bay has going into this. Number one, he had a phenomenal season. Absolutely phenomenal. Is almost certainly going to be the MVP. It's been a great narrative for him this whole year. And so going into the playoffs, you've had the MVP season. You've gotten the number one seed. You have Lambeau as an advantage. And we heard from Tory Gurley how much of an advantage that is. You're going against a Rams team. Now, granted, and this is why I don't think it's a gimme, Rob. The Rams defense is legit. Legit. And Jalen Ramsey is legit. They're going to put him as much as they can on Devontae Adams. I mean, when Adams in the slot, he might not – Ramsey won't be on him most likely. But on the outside, Ramsey's going to be on him. And he's been shutting down everybody. So they got a chance. I don't think they can score enough to probably win the game. But if Rodgers can't put up enough points against this team to win, then they're all of that great – the great things he did in the regular season – people are going to go at him hard. And they've lost twice in Lambeau. You know, he's lost. I mean, Torrey was telling us about when they were 15-1. Now, that was 2011, but they lost that game. They lost in 2013, a couple years later, to Seattle in Lambeau. So it can happen. I mean, it's not automatic just because you're in Lambeau. And the thing is, Rob, if he loses, and maybe, you know, a lot of times they've lost because of the defense. But I don't think there'll be an excuse unless he just throws for, you know, 400 yards and five touchdowns and it's a shootout and somehow there's no way the Rams can do that. But that's the only way I see potentially him saving face. But people will bring up, even though this isn't the NFC title game, if they lose, people will bring that up, that he's 1-3 in the NFC championship. He's got 7 interceptions, only 6 touchdowns in the NFC Championships games. And people, I believe, will look at it like he's not getting it done at the biggest moments.
I totally disagree that, granted, it's stacked in his favor, and they're supposed to win. So I give you that. They have they're 6.5-point favorites at home. They should win the game. I get it, against the Rams. But Jared Goff is playing for his football career with the Rams. I mean, they're calling him the Jameis Winston of the West because he's been that bad, interceptions, whatnot. He already lost. They started a playoff game where he was good enough to play the final three quarters, but they started, I just forgot his name, the other quarterback. John Walford, sorry about that. They just started him in front of a guy who's got a hunt, who they owe $130 million. And I know he's got the bad thumb, Chris, but he played three quarters because Walford got hurt, right? So they had to put him in.
Yep.
And my point is, this is like, I'm not saying he has to beat the Packers in Green Bay. Nobody's expecting him to win. If he does, it helps his cause. If he plays well, it's going to help his cause. If he lays an egg and say the defense is pretty good, Chris, right? And they hold Green Bay to 17 points or something like that, 14 points, but they lose 14-0. Do you see what I'm saying? Anybody else would be like, if you hold Green Bay's offense, which averaged almost 40 points or 38 points a game.
And there's a possibility of them holding them to 14, 17, something like that.
But that's what I'm saying, and they get no points. Then it'll fall back on Jared Goff. Like, we got a good enough defense. If we had a decent quarterback, we could have won that game. So
here's
I think there's a lot of pressure on him to play well. Now, I'm not saying it's like make or break. If he doesn't win in Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers, going to be the MVP, he's got to be out of the league or he can't play for the Rams anymore. I'm not to that extreme. I just think he needs to play better than he did last week and better than he has the second half of the season.
He does, and there is some pressure on him. I mean, there's about as much pressure on him as there could be on a young guy who's not doesn't need to win the game. You know, for all the things you mentioned.
Right.
The thing is, where are the Rams going without him? I mean, it's similar to Carson Wentz. Now, granted, there's a Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, but I'm talking about as far as the contract, you know, you still got that big albatross. So I don't know that he's going anywhere. And here's the other thing, Rob. Even if he does play well, you can say the same thing about Rodgers in this case. But even if he does play well, what do you think? I'm going to ask you, if he plays well and they win, is he's good now? Like, he could go out the next weekend in a championship game for the conference and be bad, and you think people will let it go? Let it slide?
Well, not it can't be awful, but if he plays okay, it's just like just to win that game because he played so poorly last week. I think that and he did they didn't want to start him. I mean, they didn't want to start him. So most guys, Chris, when it's your quarterback, and even if he's a little banged up, right? You want your guy to go out there.
Well, they know. I mean, he ain't. Yeah, he's
no right. But that's what I'm saying.
That title is their guy.
He's not dear life. Because they started a guy who basically has been there long
Nobody
enough to
even
eat a
knew about.
Cup of coffee and a sweet roll. That's how long he's been with the Rams. So right. Here's the other part. So I get that. So I think Jared Goff has something. A lot of guys do, but I think I don't look at it as sure. The Packers have to win the game, right? It's set up for them to win,
right?
And it would be a big loss. There's no doubt about it. If they lost the game, it would be a huge upset in Lambeau against a team with a bum thumb quarterback who hadn't played well. I mean that would be the narrative. But if they come out and do what they need to do and just play the game, I think they'll win. They don't have to be a blowout.
I get that, but I'm just saying, if Rodgers loses, I just think it's worse on him. You know, it is going to be such a
letdown.
Yeah, but
the ramifications are bigger on Jared Goff. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, Rodgers isn't getting benched, you know, but when you talk about legacy, now he'll have some years left to redeem it, no doubt about it. But this would be such a downer for them that I really think he's the guy with the most pressure. And I'm going to give you this, Rob. I don't think he even necessarily has to play all that well. They just need to win. And then we'll see what he does in the NFC title game. There'll be pressure there too. But they just need to win. If he doesn't play his best game and they still win, fine.
Do you remember last year? Do you remember the game they beat Seattle?
Yep.
In their playoff game. And if you remember, I think he was 5 for 7 on third downs. Remember, that was really what sealed the game.
Right.
Was they had those late where if they didn't make it, they were going to give the ball back to Seattle. I think they won that game 28-24, but he was big on the third downs. I don't think his numbers were that crazy, Chris, or whatever, but they won the game, and he kept the chains moving and the clocks moving. And, you know, we know it's the playoffs. So it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. And I say 7 of the 8 teams belong there, and they're there for a reason. The Rams are there because they have a good defense. But that's also
seven
a team.
7 of the 8?
Yeah, because I just
– Who doesn't belong there?
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure the Bears belonged in the playoffs. I'm not positive.
Oh, 7 of the 8.
Of the
from
eight,
last,
you know what I mean?
Week.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
I
so sure.
I was wondering this – These 8 teams.
No. Alone. I mean, yeah. I'm talking about like the Bears and
right. Okay.
But if you remember, this is a Rams team that lost to the Jets at home. This is, you know, you're talking about the defense.
They're not
and all
unbeatable.
That. Like,
yeah, they're not unbeatable.
Like, let's not
and
act
then
like.
And then Aaron Donald's got the rib injury.
Right.
So
and
we'll
he's
see
not
what kind of a factor that
and
is.
And he's not 100%. If he's not 100% and they can't get pressure to Aaron Rodgers, Chris, they'll be able to move the ball. And they'll be able to do what he does. So that'll be interesting.
But they got – isn't Bakhtiari out? David Bakhtiari, Rob G?
Yeah.
Offensive tackle out. One of the best, maybe the best in the league. So that's a downer when you got to protect your quarterback.
Yeah, but their best player is not 100% either. I think that helps to neutralize that. If Aaron Donald, Chris, was 100% and even Jared Goff was 100%,
that's all why I'm saying. I think the Packers are going to win a close game. I'm taking the Rams and the points. I think the Packers win a close game.
Let's do double or nothing on wings.
I got my wings. I want my wings. No bet. But everything you just said is adding to my point that Aaron Rodgers better deliver. Better win. Let's put it that way. He can have a bad game. But he better win, because it is going to rain down on him something awful if he doesn't. All right, 877-99-05.
That's what you're hoping for. That's
no,
what it sounds
like
saying, in your voice.
I like
you're
my,
hoping
I'm not
because
against
you're,
Roger. I'm
because
not
you're
as
him,
as
you Chris,
are.
Because,
but
no,
I'm just saying.
You are because it's not going to work with your narrative. If Aaron
what
Rodgers –
What narrative?
The narrative about you kept saying, listen to the intro. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a Pro Bowl season. That's all you've been saying.
No. Last year.
But I'm just saying this is the narrative you've had.
What narrative? And this year, I'm not Bucky Brooks, Rob.
This year you couldn't say that because Aaron,
he had a great year. Yes.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I don't have a narrative. I call it like I see it, and I see it like he better win. I mean, seriously, he better win.
Better win or what? Are they going to throw him off the planet, Chris? What does that mean?
He better win. This is sports.
What are they going to say?
Are you really going there?
The MVP season doesn't matter. Did they do that to Mahomes when he lost the AFC championship game?
They're going to throw him off the cliff.
If he loses, they're going to throw him off the cliff?
Come on, Rob, please. You that sensitive about Aaron Rodgers that you're getting ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Yeah, they're going to throw Aaron Rodgers off the cliff. Okay. I mean, we might as well not talk about this stuff if that's where you're going. Of course it's going to be fine. The dude's a multi-millionaire beyond his wildest dreams. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great. He'll be fine. So will Lamar. So will Jared Goff. He got a $130 million contract. Guess what? Even if he gets benched, he'll be fine, Rob. They're not throwing him off the cliff.
And Tom Brady's got to win, too.
In sports
Tom Brady
terms.
Finally has to beat the Saints. Otherwise,
yeah,
the whole season was a failure.
He's only got six Super Bowls
it
to
was
fall
a waste
back
of time,
on.
Right? He has to win, too.
He has to win, too. You're that sensitive about Aaron Rodgers.
It ain't about Aaron Rodgers, Chris.
This is unbelievable.
It ain't about Aaron Rodgers.
It is, because
you're
getting your panties in a bunch.
Because I don't care.
I don't care who wins.
I do not care. That's a narrative. You bring them up every single time we talk about any quarterback. That's some problem you have.
I have a problem. You don't
want to talk about it unless he wins. Ask Rob G. We've talked about this. We could have a topic, and we're talking about somebody, and then you bring in Aaron Rodgers to the conversation every single time. Let it go. Let it go, okay?
I don't get it, Rob.
Let it go.
877-99 on Fox. Panties are all bunched up. 877-99 on Fox. You're turning away at what quarterback? Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, or someone else? Who's under the most pressure this weekend? You're turning away in with The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple Funky Flashback Friday, courtesy of DJ Alex Tyshirt, all up in the crates. And a lot of you are listening in your car. You're driving around, even though during these COVID days, there's not many places to go. And occasionally, you might have battery problems. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, you got to head over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. It offers free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you have some battery trouble, trust me, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Which quarterback this weekend is under the most pressure? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Drew in South Carolina, you're up first on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, I'm a longtime Tampa Bay fan, and I got to say my boy Tom's underneath the most pressure.
Really?
And he's That's right. He can't lose three times in a row to the Saints this year, especially after having that dream team being built around him.
Nah, there's a good point. It was set up for him, and if he were to be a three-time loser, people would look and go, he can't beat the team that we brought him down here to beat, Drew, right, which was the Saints.
Exactly. However,
Drew,
it's going to be.
If he was 37 or younger, I'd go with you.
Nah, he was 43. Born here to win
it's a built-in. It's a built. Yeah, he was. It would be a failure. But he's 43.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the call. Ham in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Man. How are you?
Pretty good. Packers fan here, and. I think Aaron has a lot of pressure, and he must deliver. I mean, we praised him all year, so if you're going to get a lot of praise, you better deliver, especially when you had the bye week. You have a team from the West Coast coming into freezing temperatures. You got home field advantage. So And this is the first year where he has a defense, he has a running game, he got a fully loaded gun. So, you know,
you sound like you sound like Martin Weiss, who tried to, when he filled in for Chris, tried to convince me that the Packers couldn't beat the Titans because they can't stop the run. That was when they won 40-8.
Nobody's
40,
saying
40
that.
40-14.
I said, listen. Martin didn't want to take that bet. I would have took that bet. That's why don't compare me to Martin.
Okay. Wow.
He's saying I got some guts.
You remember what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I called in that day.
Yeah, we had a big
and
argument.
You called
about
me a Chris guy, man.
You are a Chris guy.
Ham, that's a compliment.
Nah,
Ham.
You're a Chris
Wear
guy.
Wear that
Ham.
With pride, baby.
I've already, I keep track of your calls, Ham, and it's 95 to 5. So you go ahead with Chris.
Ham, wear it with pride, my man.
All right.
Wear it with pride.
Go ahead. You go ahead with Chris. That's fine. Go home with him. Larry in D.C., you're in the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Man, I love listening to y'all. It's like me and my brothers and my cousins talking, man. It just be, you know
what
I mean? I'm
going
to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 1,000. Sometimes I agree with you, Chris. Sometimes I agree with you, Ross. So, I mean, and then sometimes I don't agree with either one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's just life.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Hey,
you know
right.
what? Hey,
that's,
Larry,
that's, we
if,
keep
you
it
agreed,
real, man.
If you agreed with us all the time, you wouldn't even listen to the show. I'm serious.
And if we agreed
on every topic, it would be like, these guys are boring. All they do is agree with each other, and there's no rub. I swear to you, when we do our show preparation, we're looking for a rub. We're looking for a rub. We are.
That's because y'all good at what y'all do, man. I appreciate it, man. In this times, y'all, a lot of people on the radio, whether music or entertainment or even just the talk radio, sometimes y'all getting people through with the stuff we going through, whatever topic the person likes, to keep their mind off what's going on or whether their family problems or
that's
whatever, man.
That's a major compliment.
We appreciate that,
Larry. Seriously.
So, all right, who you got this week?
In my opinion, my favorite. I'm a Redskins fan. I mean, excuse me, a Washington fan. But my favorite quarterback is Tom Brady. I mean, I grew up in 40, so my favorite. But I don't think he has a lot to prove. Let's keep it real. I mean, first of all, Tampa Bay hasn't won anything. Him getting them to this point, they had the almost same team with besides him and Gronkowski, and they went, 7-9 with the 30 interceptions from Jameis. Cutting that back, you know, Brady took me to what I think, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees are in the Brett Favre category. How are they better than Brett Favre when he played 20 years and won one championship? They're playing 15 to 20 years and won one championship. You can't put yourself – you even have to put – people might don't like him and his answers and the things in the last couple of years. Ben Roethlisberger right there. I can't stand Eli Manning, but you have to consider him – because what do we say?
Not
the reason why Dan Marino – the reason why Dan Marino is not considered one of the greatest because he doesn't have the ring hardware.
No, well, he never won. I get that. But he still is considered
– I mean, as time goes on and more guys play and rack up numbers and win, he seems to drop further back.
I agree with that.
But you can't tell me Eli Manning
is better than Drew Brees
or Aaron Rodgers. Would you say he's better than Dan Marino,
No,
Rob?
He's not better. No,
not even close. But I hear what he's saying. I agree with him. I don't think Brady has anything to prove. Yeah, he'll get criticized, but, he's done everything. And then I think Rodgers more so than Brees. Brees, Rob, he's just as great as he is. He's not Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Brees is
No, he's
one
compiled
ring,
a lot of stats, though.
Yeah,
I know.
But he's not as good as Aaron
thing.
Rodgers.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so, all right. We got trolling and rolling with the aforementioned Martin Weiss.
Martin got ripped.
He got ripped.
Don't equate me with Martin Weiss.
Weak-willed Martin Weiss, I think he said.
Wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady. He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling?
That's right. It's trolling and rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case it's your first time hearing it on this Friday night, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey. Speaking of trolling, Martin, you got trolled Ham from New Jersey.
Oh,
you hear?
Man.
He didn't even want to be in the same sentence as you.
Well, I was talking about the time when you filled in for Chris, and you were arguing at me that Green Bay couldn't stop the run and how Tennessee was going to beat them. And I brought it up. I said, Ham, you sound like Martin Weiss to me talking about the Packers.
Oh, Lord.
And he said, no part of
that. And he said, don't equate me to Martin Weiss. I was like,
wow. He said that weak-willed, yellow bellied
sap sucker.
Yeah, that's why he called in and said his name is Ham. All right.
All right,
let's do it. We might only have time for two. Yeah.
Let's go.
Speaking of the running game, Lamar Jackson, he's a Florida kid. He's playing college football in the South. This weekend is probably gonna be the coldest game he's ever played in. He's already made it. He's never played in snow before. The Ravens have like the best rushing offense. Rob. Trolling or rolling, if it snows, it'll slow down the Ravens' offense.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think it's also tough for defenders playing in the snow, trying to bring people down. The runner knows where they're going. The defense is the one that has to react. So you're almost on skates. I think it's harder defensively to play in the snow than offensively.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to roll with it. Although, I do think it'll help the running backs and, you know, their ground game overall could be helped. What I think it would take away is that long, spectacular run from Lamar. Now, they don't need that necessarily to win, but, like, that 57-yarder, I don't know if that happens in the snow. Maybe, but I think it's less likely. So, it could take that away. That's why I'm rolling with it.
All right, last one. Odell Beckham, he's been hurt.
Just keep going. We'll tell you when it's done. We got time. We're good. We
should be all three. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll get through this one. He's like, Odell Beckham's still been watching the games like the rest of us. Earlier this week, he tweeted and said, don't be surprised if the Browns knock off the Chiefs. Now, Vegas doesn't think it'll be close as it's a 10-point spread. Chris, trolling or rolling? The Browns will beat the Chiefs.
Oh, come on, man. I'm trolling
now. Oh, man.
They would keep it close, you know, maybe give them a challenge, I would have rolled with it. But, nah. I mean, nah. Like, I think also, as much as they want to talk about we not done, you know, all this and that stuff, there's no doubt there's a part of them that's like, man, we glad to be here. That's just how it works. That's human nature for most people. And so, look, they've had a great season. It's about to end this weekend.
I want to give you real quick a lesson on bad takes, and a lot of former athletes do this in our business, Chris. And they say, don't be surprised if, the same thing that he just tweeted out. When you say don't be surprised if the Browns win, you haven't predicted that the Browns are going to win.
Exactly.
And it's just a crutch so that if they do win, Chris, you go back and say, see, I told you they were going to win. And if they lose, you know what you say? I didn't say they were going to win.
Exactly.
Because you didn't. By saying don't be surprised if means you said absolutely nothing. So if you hear somebody say that on a radio show or a television show, turn the channel because they're not giving you anything.
Absolutely.
And I'm with Chris.
They're hemming it on.
I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. I don't expect the Chiefs to lose to the Browns.
I expect them to play close. Taking the 10 points because, Chris, they got two running backs who can eat up clock and keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand. So you know what I mean? He'll have less chances to put up big numbers so they can keep it close. That's the only thing I could see if the Browns run the ball effectively.
Agreed.
Well, we do know if you keep it close. Be surprised.
What's that?
Don't be surprised if they keep it radio.
No, that's not.
Drew Brees is cursed in the playoffs. From the Minnesota Miracle to the worst non-pass interference call in the history of
where Tom Brady to jump conferences to the NFC. But eventually, bad luck happened.
We're losing you, Martin.
Breeze and the Saints are going to roll Brady in the Bucks.
Trolling the
road. I am trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
First of all, you know I got the Bucks winning. I got Jordans riding on the Bucks. All right? So I got them winning, let alone getting stomped. But if they lose, I'm giving the Saints respect. That defense is legit. If they lose, they're not going to get dismantled. It'll be a competitive game.
38-3. That's the
you
score.
You ain't even serious. You don't even believe that.
I'm rolling with it. The Saints will. They will. You know what? Let's talk hockey for a minute. They will complete the hat trick and with three wins against Tampa Bay. I just think their defense is just a bad matchup. Chris, we talk about it in the NBA all the time. Sometimes teams are bad matchups. This is one of those where their defense and the defensive line is a bad matchup for Tampa Bay, which is going to make Brady be under duress. And when you're under duress, Brady, I don't care what quarterback, Chris, you don't perform nearly as well.
All right, Martin, great stuff, brother. We appreciate it, man. And don't
and
worry
you know
about
what?
Ham, man. Don't
That's
shake
right.
that
we,
off.
We
shake
still off. Love you. We still want you on
right.
the show.
You still our man.
Listen, until
a little soft,
until some
still
turkey named Ham is ready to talk to me face to face, I got nothing to say.
That's not bad.
That's our yes. That was pretty good. FS1 producer Martin Weiss, give him a hand. All right, Charles Barkley's back at it, as he always is. He says something.
That's why we love
kind of outrageous. I love
he says stuff.
Right, like, he'll say it.
I covered him as a player, Chris. Did you ever cover? He was gone by then, right?
Or no, he was playing when I covered the league, but you know, I didn't get to know him very well because it was late '90s. I started covering it, but he was around.
I covered playoff games when he was in Philadelphia. You know, and played the Knicks, and I had we had a Popeye's fried chicken lunch one time together.
That was something.
It was great. And you know what? I haven't sprung for the extra biscuits. You know what I'm saying? Because the company was paying for it.
Why'd you take him to Popeye's then?
That's where he wanted to go. I had the Daily News Cup. You know, like I said, I could take you anywhere. Where you want to go? We went to Popeye's. I swear, after practice.
All right, we'll get into that, what Charles said, the latest from him, and we'll dissect it. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So you on that disco vibe tonight.
I just want to move my feet, CB. It's been a long time.
I can see you in there dancing now. Is Rob G dancing with you?
We both got bell bottoms on and a big old fro, baby.
As long as you got a mask on, y'all could dance all y'all want.
That's right. That's right. Let loose. Cut loose. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. Charles Barkley last night was talking about all athletes, professional athletes, football, basketball, hockey, and baseball. Getting preferential treatment in COVID. Here's what he said. Yeah.
We need 300 million shots. Giving 1,000 to some NBA players.
What about NFL?
NFL. I'm just getting ready to say NFL players, hockey players. Listen, as much taxes as these players pay, let me repeat that. As much taxes as these players pay, they deserve some preferential treatment.
For life and death?
Yes.
The amount of money you make.
I said taxes. I didn't say the amount of money you make.
Well, that's better. That's
no,
on
no,
taxes.
No.
That's
I'm saying
on
the
taxes.
Amount of taxes these guys pay.
We can't go there.
Thanks, Kenny.
Charles obviously Kenny. Doesn't do his taxes.
Right, he doesn't. Right. I mean.
Go ahead, Rob. You got this
just, I can't. I just can't buy it. Charles, really? Professional athletes where people actually aren't watching games the way we thought they would in a pandemic, but they're not essential. As much as we want to watch the games, they're not essential to us living. Let's just be honest. The guy at the grocery store, Chris, don't we have to eat?
Right.
The cop, the nurses, the doctors, EMS workers, firemen. What? Come on. enough with the money and the rich you get and the other people we wait in line. No. No, that, essential workers are those people. Come on.
That's what I can't believe he would say rich people should get to the front of the line.
Right.
Because that's essentially what he was saying.
That's what he said, because about the tax money.
Right, right. So I don't think he has a – it's hard to believe he wouldn't have a clue about how taxes work, but I just can't see him up there saying rich people, all rich people should be at the front of the line. So I'm with you, Rob. Certainly the essential workers, the elderly –
yes, and people who have compromised.
And I would even say people who have to work, and this is where the athletes come in, people who have to work jobs that they can't do from home.
Right.
Because a lot of the people dying, we've seen the discrepancy in the races and more African-Americans and Latinos dying. It's because a disproportionate percentage of them have jobs you can't do in the home. So they have to go out there, you know what I mean, and be at the store, the restaurant, or whatever, every day. And they're exposed to all these different types of people. But athletes fall into that category. And, Rob, remember, one of the college coaches, I can't remember who it was. I don't think it was Krzyzewski. But when college basketball was going through their struggles, and still are, but, you know, early on, one of the coaches said, they're essentially being treated like essential workers. Because we're throwing them out there saying you must play to make money for the NCAA or make money for our leagues. Now, they're in the pros, they're getting their pay too. But we know the leagues, Rob, they want that TV revenue.
There's no doubt. I mean, that's what it's about. That's why they had to start on Christmas, Chris, with a short, the NBA.
Yep. Players didn't want to.
Players didn't want to with a short rest period from the end of last season. I mean, it was quick, 71 days, and it was about money. It's about money because they're losing so much money. People have no idea. Like, television pays the freight. But, Chris, absolutely, all those tickets, parking, $11 French fries,
yep,
it's a lot of money that's being missed.
Man,
a lot.
They losing buku dollars. But yes. I don't know what the pecking order is, you know, for everybody getting their shot. An athlete, I do think, Rob, there's some, like I said, not before all the people we mentioned, but they are being pushed out there to perform largely
not essential
for our entertainment.
Right.
Well, we are kind of treating them like essential. Now, I agree, they're not people in the hospitals and things like that, but we're... Like, you know how many people have talked about, and you're right, ratings are down, but still, people are talking about, we need a distraction. We need them to entertain us.
It ain't the distraction that I thought it would be, Chris.
Don't you think a lot of that, too, is and this may continue, who knows how long.
The election, but
the political,
and everything.
That
didn't go away after the election, and that was, November 6th or whatever that was.
Right, and who knows if it'll go away, you know.
After the 20th,
right,
after the inauguration, which is still on pins and needles as we
absolutely
go on. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff going on, but they're not essential. We need to eat. Those people in the grocery store and at the hospital and the cops and the firemen, those are the people who should get it first.
I agree. And fortunately, Robin, and certainly our prayers go out to Carl Anthony Towns, who just came down with COVID. He's had 6 family members.
Which is crazy.
Plus
that
his mom. So 7.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm sure in his mind, he's really scared as well. So prayers for him. An hour left. Keep it locked.